land grabs. With the annexation of Crimea to the Russian Federation, U.S. politicians have gone cuckoo, raising Cain about it, likening it to Hitler's seizure of Poland, with Americans snarling about violations of international law and land grabs. Almost immediately, Americans and Europeans, citing threats of regional destabilization, announced sanctions on Russia. For Americans, to crow about land grabs is, above all, an assault on U.S. history. For how did America come to be, if not for vast land grabs from the so-called Indians and later Mexicans? Was it illegal? Yep. Did it violate international law? Yep, again. Treaties are pacts between nations. The U.S. violated so many treaties with native nations that it's almost embarrassing to recount. Remember Texas? It was part of Mexico until the Americans rebelled. For almost 10 years, it was a separate country until 1845, when the U.S. annexed it. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, California, all of it was part of Mexico until the U.S. started a war to justify a land grab. By 1848, it was over, and over 500,000 square miles became part of the United States. I'm not a scholar of Crimea, nor of Russia for that matter, but I do know that it was originally annexed by Russia in 1783. It remained Russian until 1991, when it was ceded to Ukraine. Seen from this perspective, Russia had a better claim to Crimea than the U.S. had on northwestern Mexico. Shall the U.S. return the land it stole from Mexico? Shall it then return the millions of square miles it swindled from indigenous nations by violating international treaty law? The very question seems rather silly to us, doesn't it? And yet, in 1999, our neighbor to the north, Canada, carved out a vast swath of its Northwest Territory and returned it to the descendants of the indigenous traditional people, the Inuit. It's called Nunavut, and it's roughly the size of the so-called Louisiana Purchase when France sold land to the U.S., doubling it overnight. The very idea is crazy in America, giving back land. In Canada, it's history. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.